calling BWE. How may I direct your call?
Peggy, please.
Thank you.
This is Peggy. May I help you?
Hey, Peggy. This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Ruben. How are you?
Good, good, good. Can you hear me okay? The phone's a little crinkly.
Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect. So I just spoke to the customer. Sorry for the delay getting back to you. It's been a pretty slam day, to be honest. Yesterday was a little bit of a nightmare. So a few quick things. I spoke to the customer, and I guess, like, when I went over the funding procedures, they want the equipment just to be delivered to their current location. They don't want to futz with the other location. That's the first thing they're telling me. I don't work for the customer, so I'm just kind of passing the message on. The second thing is this. When I originally made their documents, the quote was on $43,000, but now the quote is on $48,000 apparently, or $45,000. Can you let me know what changed so I can relay it to them?
Let me see. It's A1 Cleanup Movers, right?
Yes.
Okay. They added an order.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me go look in the system and see what they've got in here.
Sure. Now, here's the second thing. Certainly what we like to do is we like to pay vendors before shipment. So there's no panic at the end of the transaction. You know, no one's worried because they're getting paid before shipment.
Right.
One of the challenges on this, one of the challenges is that, and I explained this to Jeff, we can only pay traditionally off of invoices, not sales orders. Although once in a while an exception can be made, but traditionally we need an invoice. And so from what I understand, your company can't or won't invoice until delivery. Is that correct?
Right.
So that's kind of like the catch 22 here. Here's the issue. I know the way the customer works this out is that they give you a check that's not cashed until they sort out funding, and then you get your funding and you tear up that check or give it back to them. If there is an issue that we have to sort through today and this rolls over till tomorrow or Friday, will you be cashing their check or can you just hold it as is the situation?
We'll hold it until our funding goes through.
Okay, so you're not going to put their feet to the fire. I appreciate that.
No, we'll hold it until funding comes in.
Cool, thanks.
Okay, they have a 13633 twin. And they have a 29678.22. You said 48, right?
Well, they think it's like 45 or change. I have a 43 including sales tax, so I'm trying to figure out the difference here.
Yeah, it's 43311.42. They have an order for 4 hook lift containers, and then they have an order for...
But can you tell me, the original quote I had was for $40,656 plus tax. What changed?
I don't know. There's an 877. What's that 877 for? Oh, that's just for freight. They forgot to put freight on one of the orders.
Okay.
They forgot to include freight.
So what's the total order you have, not including sales tax and freight?
I have... $12,984. I have $40,656.
That's what I have, but they say they have a different amount. They say that it's like $45,000. So what's the total invoice you have without the total? You have $4,656 plus sales tax.
Yes, $4,656 plus sales tax and shipping.
Okay, and so what's the total there?
It's what I told you before. It's 43,311.
Because they have an invoice or something with $45,000 on it, apparently.
I don't think so. Unless there's another one in here that's a quote and not a sales order.
Okay.
Let me see if they have a quote in here.
Okay. So can you the customer, because the one issue I brought up with them is, I said, and I'm not trying to create waves, I just tell customers their options. I understand they've got another location or another, you know, bin in Virginia. And I spoke to the customer, I said, if you involve this address, which is fine, if you involve this address and we're shipping this equipment to another location, we have to get proof that you own that location or proof of rental. And I think at that point, he's like, you know what, I'm just going to ship this equipment to this location. I don't want to deal with that can of worms. So if you can do me a favor, if you can send me an invoice, and if you would copy the customer to do the full invoice cost, I might need some alterations because we're funding part of it, not full of it, because of a certain loan level. But if you could do that and just include that the equipment is not being shipped to Virginia, it's only going to his Charlotte location, that'd be fantastic.
Okay.
Because I think that'll clear up some. I think that'll clear up some issues. And if you could just shoot him an email, say, "Hey, I spoke to Ruben, and we're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna charge you. We're not gonna run your check until delivery." I think that'll make him sleep a little better at night, to be honest.
No, there's no quote in here.
Yeah, maybe he was looking at the wrong one.
Check another price. A1 cleanup and movers. That's way bad. I don't have anything that's recent. The only ones I have showing is the ones I gave you, and that's all I can see that they have.
Okay, well, good. I mean, maybe they were just confused. But if you could shoot us an invoice, it'd be great. We'll get rolling on this.
Okay, I sure will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.